Yudzayin Tevis, Thursday the 8th of January, Rav Moshe Alstacher, manufacturing owning dolls and miniatures.
Start the day, the Torah way. I was told specifically not to be Meshabeach, but I can't help it. And you don't want to take it as a compliment. You don't need to. Just the thought that I had, which is worthwhile for itself in its own right. It reminds me very much of Ramchal I once saw. The Ramchal explains, as we just heard, about the Tefillah. What is the importance of Tefillah and what role it plays? We know that Tefillah. We ask for our needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask for our needs. Chai Yishon, it's called Megumon. But at the same time, it is also something that we're acquiring for our nefesh, and our ruchnis, something we are doing for ourselves and our ruchnis. And the Ramchal puts it like this, in Derech Hashem, he says that this world that we deal with, because Baruch Hu created us in this world, and He wants us to deal with the needs of this world. We go out and we mishtadel, we put in our effort, the parnosa, for whatever we are, each one of the mater oisik during the day. And says Ramchal that the world is in oidama choishech. Alma de Shikra, as we know it. We live the reality, and as if that what our efforts accomplish, you see somebody, the materialistic world, you see somebody doing well, so that means he's good. And his efforts were good. And someone doing not as well, and all of a sudden he loses his importance. And in the Yiddish Hashkofe, it's not that way, we all know it, but we have to, we must make it a reality, that also for the Eibishter, like they say. So he says that we start off our day, we go out before we see the world, before we oisik, you're not allowed to do any malacha before shachris, before we do anything, we go straight, and we take a talis and tefillin, and we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we tell him, Al Sifandir, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All efforts that I'm going to put in, I'm asking for your, everything is from you. And then he says, Mincha, in the middle of the work, we make a short stop, and we again relate, and we give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all our efforts and all our endeavors. And then, Ma'ariv, after everything is done, as a sum up, we do again, and we say, everything that I had today was from you, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Ramchal sets the spiritual aspect that we acquire, that we are doing to ourselves by davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that the case, of course, starting the day, the Torah way, as we say. So it's going to into the world as a ben Torah, which is a total different outlook, a total different lifestyle. So to the way you start, like the Bubba's always said, everything comes back. As you get older, you start appreciating what the Bubba said. Right? Go out on the right foot. you start the day in the right way. The Maharal says that the beginning is always, everything that you do is in the beginning. You have a Rosh Hashanah, so the whole year is paskin in the first day. Everything lies in the beginning, the whole continuation. Rosh Chodesh is special because the whole Chodesh, we ask for a good Chodesh. It's the way it's done. And the Maharal says something very interesting. We know that Tinoikei Shabbos Rabban is a very special thing. So he says that Tinoikei Shabbos Rabban is also, the specialty is that it's Hascholas HaChaim. They're starting off their life. And that's the beauty of it, because everything, the whole continuation of the life, the way it'll be, is very much lies in the way it starts off. Doesn't mean that if one didn't start off a day right, he should lose his hope, but we can put in the effort to start it the Torah way, as we said. So the issue that we says on the poster is manufacturing and owning dolls and miniatures. Some people may know, I know that many soul kedushim, many have a minhag even to chop the nose of a doll. There is such a minhag. I think the Amadabar, I believe. The Amadabar is maybe not that way. So we'll bring up a little bit the issues that there is. They say that it's good to start with a joke. The only thing is, I'm American, I'm a New Yorker. They say they have a different sense of humor. But I can tell you, my shver, the New Yorker, and all the shver is always good for a good joke. So that'll be my source. He tells me that there was a yid who had a business, He bought a business of tchotchkes, of souvenirs, of all kinds of things. And in there was stuck amongst the merchandise was some small dolls, a person, some of them holding a stick. And he got the numbers, the number of the distributors, and he learned the whole business. He picks up the phone the first day, and he's going over all the merchandise, ordering from the distributor, and he says, I would like one of those small features of a person. And he didn't know exactly how to say it. He didn't want to even let the word out of his mouth. So the distributor on the other end of the phone said, "Willst du mit erzählen, zum mit don't erzählen?" In any case, obviously, that's a very non-posh thing. They had big seriousness in those days that we don't have today. So we'll get to the issue. It's a pasuk in Torah: Leisasun iti elihei kesef elihei zov leisasun lochem, which is a very vague, very sasun pasuk. Leisasun iti, you shall not make iti with me. With me. Actually, the word the mefarshim explained that it would be imi. If one would want to say together, we make together. So we say tasu imi. Leisasun iti, elei kesef, elei hezor. That's getchkes. Leisasu lochem. Repetition. So it's very vague. This pasuk and the Gemara in the Zohar. It's both also in Rosh Hashanah and in Yuma. Actually, it starts off with a very famous Mishnah that everybody knows. Rabbi Gamliel had on his wall, on his luach, Tzuris Levonis, that he would question the Edom when they came to Kiddush HaChodesh. So he had these features of a moon, which is going to be one of the explanations of this pasuk. The Gemara says, Leisasun iti, Leisasun kitmush hamoshai hamishamshin lefona. So the way the Gemara explains it, I'm saying what the Mefarshim, how the Mefarshim say it out of the pasuk. Leisasun iti. Do not, you should not manufacture, you should not create iti. Those that are iti. The shamoshim shamashamshin lefona. Those that are by me. So the Gemara, the actual practical application of it, so the Gemara says a few cases. One we won't talk about today, which is the Tavnis. V'yasa odam bayis Tavnis heichol. Achsad the Tavnis ulo, chotza Tavnis hazora, shulchan Tavnis shulchan, meneira Tavnis meneira, One may not make a duplicate of the Beis HaMikdash or the in the same size, that is, the Mefarshim say. And also a menorah, we know that today in the store you cannot find a candelabra for Shabbos of seven, because that is like in the menorah. But this is an issue I would like to keep separate. It's hard to understand where it fits in with the other categories. And we're going to stick to the other categories. The Gemara says not to make as the Chayas HaKodesh. We know from the Cheskel, it explains over there, it is specified in the Cheskel how the Chayas HaKodesh looked, that they had four sides, they had four faces, they had a Demus Nesher, Demus Aye, Demus Odom, Alva Partzufim. So the Gemara says that's only if it would be all four, like those Chayas HaKodesh. You're not allowed to duplicate, make a model of the Chayas HaKodesh. Ivan himself in the Chayas HaKodesh, Malachi Asuras. That what the Gemara calls the Modera Elyon, the Shamoshim and Meshamshim Lefonai. Perhaps the Elyon would also guess what would be, if we would think, what would be examples of the Shamoshim of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So obviously the Malachim HaShamoshim of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. But what would we think without knowing the Gemara? What are the Shamoshim? What would be a Meshamish of HaKodesh Baruch Hu? The sun, the moon. So we know that HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon to be Moishlim. It's everything is in the sun and the moon. The production of the mundane world, the year, the seasons, everything, crops, everything runs around. The sun and the moon too, but the sun obviously even more is the Moishel, the Leidem Hazeh. So that would be a Shamoshim, a Meshamshim Lefonai. It says the Mazolos, you know, everything is in the Mazolos, all the going. Look at the Mazolos to see what the future will be. And the Ramban says that the goyim is rightfully so. It's wrong, but it's understood why a goy will tackle, look at the mazolis, because the mazolis do have the power, do tell the future. And he says, Ramban says, there's a pasuk that says that you should not fall to bow to the shemesh yireach kechovim as the goyim do. Asher cholak Hashem lohem. Hashem gave the goyim the Yireach, the Kechovin, the Mazolis. So Rashi says Hashem gave it to them to be Nichshal. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a courteous Pesach to fall, to bow down to them. But the Ramban says that that's not what it means. Hashem cholak Hashem lohem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yireach, Kechovin, and the Mazolis to actually rule over the Goyim. And he explains that that's what it means. Kol Ador b'chutz la'aretz k'misha ein lo yaloya. Of course, Chas V'Shalom, there's so much Ruchnias in Chutz La'aretz. One could be, in many cases, one could be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Yisrael, than those that are in Eretz Yisrael and that are further. But what it means is, the Ramban explains is because in Eretz Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine Hashgacha. The divine Hashgacha is in Eretz Yisrael. Everything that happened, Eini Hashem Elokecha, Mereishis Shana Ad Acher Shana, Eretz Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's baby. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personally worries about Eretz Yisrael. Whereas the Eretz HaAmim, there's a mazel, a sorry, Shal Esau, and sorry, Shal Mitzrayim. Each nation has their sar, their mazel. And in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world through the Adam Hazeh. This is he hides himself in the Eidam Hazeh. He created powers to exist in the world, and through them, he is mashpia on the goy. Whereas Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, he has a direct divine ashgacha. So they are Kodesh Baruch Hu's shamoshim. And then there's another category. It says that so too a Dmus Odom. One may not make kol ha-partzufim mutarim chutz mi-parts of Odom. One may not make the parts of, actually means the face, the facial feature of a person, of a human being. That's also included, that we can understand too. That would be Shamoshim HaMashamshim Lefonai. Adam is certainly a Mashamish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Mefarshim don't say that. The Gemara of Darshan is a very special pasuk for it. Leisasin Oisi. Iti, we read Oisi. So there's a special drasha to include that one may not make the feature of a human being. The Ar Rishenim, the Gemara Rashi Tesvis, you won't see it, but in others, in the Tesvis in Yuma and the Rosh, already bring Shulchan Aruch, it's brought that the Ar Rishenim that hold that this Israel is not to manufacture, not to create these figures, these features, is actually an Isser also to own them. Also that it shouldn't be in your possession, these features. The moon is obviously not that way, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel, as we started off, Rabbi Gamliel had these moons. And the Gemara asked, how did he make this moon? It's one of the years out from the Mishamshim, Mishamshim, the Fonai. And the Gemara says that he did it through a goy. And that's allowed. The goyim don't have an iser; it's perfectly fine. Queen Victoria sits in front of a statue, sits in front of the palace. I understand. I haven't been there yet, but and that's perfectly fine. It's a covet. It's annoyed. They don't mean it as an avodah zara, and they don't have an iser. In fact, I saw in the Truvas Igros Moshe that he says that one may a Jew that works for the goyim. For the government, and the government that makes statues, it's perfectly fine to take part in it. He was talking about even contributing for it, since they don't mean it as their, it's not their issue, it's not their ownership, it's not their manufacturing, it's a cover of the Malchus. And there's nothing wrong, the guy is allowed to do it. The question is, so Gamliel had a guy make it for him, Pashtus. Some want to say that the guy made it for himself, and he acquired it, which is a big deichik. Other Rishonim say, why should a guy make different features of the moon, like the Edim would say for Kiddush HaLevana? So, the Tosfos talks about, we know that there's an Isser of Amir La'akum, just as in Shabbos, you're not allowed to have a guy do for us, unless for the Rabbonons, for Big Tzorich, there's a Mokum Heter, in specific cases for a guy to do for us. So to any Isser in the Torah, an Isser that one may not do, a guy can't do for a Jew either. The Akum, and Tosfos says it's a mitzvah, or mitzvah it is allowed.
What would you mean a mitzvah?
Well, the Rabbi Gamliel did it to check the Edom out, to check out, to make it, make sure that the Kiddush HaChodesh should be properly made. So that's, of course, a big mitzvah. Yeah, I was thinking maybe perhaps some people feel that I'm talking about manufacturing dolls, which would be a very big shayla. Again, I'm not an halachic authority. I'm giving a disclosure now. I do not mean to say any opinion lemaisa, but I just mean to bring up the issues. And of course, the authorities will decide what may be done and what may not be done. But to have shears, even and may perhaps, and certainly to own a factory that creates statues, which I do know of such things, even by Jews, Statue of Liberty by us. I don't know if that's a very specific face. The Rosh says only the full body. Others say different. In any case, perhaps some feel, I was going to say, perhaps some feel that the mitzvah of Parnosa is also a mitzvah. Again, you'll have to ask the authorities. It would be hard for me to understand such a thing. It is a very big mitzvah, Parnosa, but to be matter, Amir La'akum from Parnosa, that I don't know. Perhaps they have a guy working on the system. Okay, is your shliach, is your poyel? Right, that's a question for the authorities. But as I said, there are some opinions that is brought in Shulchan Aruch that it is also even to own it and to have it by you in the house. So the Gemara does say very clearly, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Gamliel, they bring a story with Rabbi Yehuda, the Amira. Rabbi Yehuda, who owned the signet ring. And the Gemara differentiates whether it is protruding or if sometimes the signet ring was
indented.
How do you say?
Indented
or protruding? Yes. I was brought up in that English, but I haven't used it for many years. Not all the words. In any case, indented and protruding. And maybe there's a difference between those of the Mother Atachta and the Mother Elyon, the Shemesh Yireach category and the category of the Sofim Vaitan Kodesh, Odom. There's different shittas in the Tosfosim in Shulchan Aruch. But the Gemara brings here this story with the signet ring that had the feature. Now again, Rishonim are going to argue whether it was a person, a feature of a person, perhaps himself, and or of one of the Shemesh Yireach Kechovim, one of the features of the sky. And the Gemara says that he was told to chop off, to take out the eye, whatever it is, to deface, to make a defect in the figure. Because of this is l'sasan iti, shemoshim meshamshim lefonai, or else l'sasan oisi, the feature of a person, as we say. And the Gemara says that the reason is because of a chashad. Somebody sees that you have a feature, so they're choshed that perhaps you're dealing, you're serving it, this feature. No, the signet ring, it's hard to understand. But the Gemara says that there is a chashad. It's a chashad, you may not have an andarta. And the Gemara says different terutzim, Rabbi Gamliel, how he was allowed to, when it's very obvious what it is, it's a luach, and everybody sees it, and it's in the open, nobody thinks that you're serving it. Or it was the prokim, which is another interesting and practical application. Another teretz the Gemara says is that these moons that Rabbi Gamliel placed on his luach were, again, what's the English word, that they're made in pieces and put together. What is that?
Jigsaw,
right? Yes, a puzzle. Parts, came in parts, which also the person talk about, would it be allowed for him so the idea Rashi explains is that this that it came apart, this that it was in parts, so he would put it together just to question the Edom and he would take it apart. So, and then there's no chashad. Just to have it for that short time for a specific purpose, there wouldn't be a chashad. It's not leaving it around, it's not. Oh, she here. What is that?
When the Edom came.
Tzurus Lavonis Hoyolah. He would put it together, bring in the Edom, question them, and they take it apart. So you know, a practical application, one told me, he once asked this question. So say let me take it slow. Now we'll get to dolls. Dollars, if you corrected me. Okay, so dollars in the house. So it's a parts of Adam, and you would have a chashad, as we say. And again, so there are Yisrael Kadeshim, as we started off. We said earlier, they have such a minog to chop off a feature, but I believe that the Amen, they should, those who have such a minog definitely should do it, should keep up their father's minog. Certainly if it's the mother's minhag, for sure. The baba's minhag. But the question is, so the pashtus, the reason is there is one sheet in Rishonim, as we said, that maybe it would be their isa, but the pashtus is not that way. Pashtus would be as chashad. Not to leave around features of a person, or of the sun and the moon, because of chashad. So the question is, whether that would apply. As we said, the Rabim Shani, the Chochmas Odom, says very clearly, today's generation, already in his time, which I didn't know, but the Chochmas Odom writes it, that hundreds of years ago, that there wasn't, the idol worship wasn't in style, at least not in the parts of Odom. You know that Haman made himself an Avodah Zarah. There was such things in the generations, people knew, made themselves an Avodah Zarah. But it wasn't common already in those days, and certainly not nowadays, to worship a human being. And if the Chacham Sodom off the bat, it gives a blanket heter for any Yitzura Sodom. Shemesh Yireach Kechovim, however, is specified as something which is in all generations. But the Torah says it, as we said before, Shecholak Hashem Lahem, these are the rulers of the world. The fact that it's very famous that the Rambam explains how Avodah Zarah came about, developed. the Tois was the Tois from Dar Enosh. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah that they made themselves a Kal V'Chomer. They made themselves a Svara, the Rambam says. They said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon and the mazolis to rule over the world. We give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rulers, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put is a respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what their Enosh said. They made themselves a Svara. So I once heard something very interesting. They say in davening every day, Ata choynin odam das, umilamid the Enosh bina. What's this Enosh? We know that a person is called an Enosh. Enosh, say in Hebrew also, Enosh Yut. What's this Enosh? So I once heard very nicely from the Rishiva of Chevron of David Cohen that Enosh is, we say, Ata choynin odam das, umilamid the Enosh bina. Bina. And we know that Bina is Lahovin Dova Mitaich Dova. To take things further, to digest the concept and take it further. That is the power of Bina. So we say Malamid Le Enosh Bina, because Enosh had that extra Bina. That Bina which is the understanding. In other words, He had that chiddush that we could understand ourselves, and till then we understood to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Enosh came about to give kavod to the shamoshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Toyis Godel, the Rambam says, and we know why, because the pasuk says all over the Torah that we may not give worship anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But that's the way it developed, because they are the powers of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved. That we said, and that's why they were made. And the Rambam, when he says that, he actually uses the lashon of the Gemara. Amashamshim, shamoshim, amashamshim, the funa. That's what Enosh, his understanding was.
That's why it's called the Shemesh, the Shamash, before the Lashon Shamash.
It's the lashon Shemesh. As we said, he's the big Moshel of Edom Hazar, the Shemesh. In kol chodesh tachas haShemesh. Very good. So just to wrap up, because the time is finishing, the dolls. What is that?
Is that
Taylor? That's another question. And now, just another short fact that it's not clear that it is actually an aspect of Avodah Zarah. This whole issue, the entire share, I'm connecting it a bit to Avodah Zarah, and I'm telling you, the Rambam actually says it that way, that the Easter not to create features is so that they shouldn't fall to come to serve them. So therefore, we shouldn't have them. Shouldn't own them or shouldn't create them. I'm not going to get into the details. But the Rambam says that clearly. That is the Yisr. However, from the Sugya, it's not clear. It's very vague, as I said. But there it says, do not make these features. Just to wrap up the issue of the dolls and the miniatures. So I would just say that the Lashon of the Shach, I was going to say it inside, but when he says this musik that the Gemara says of chashad, this concept of chashad, not to leave these figures around the house, because one may have chashad, one may be choshed. So the Mishnah point out we're not allowed to do things that one may think that we're doing an aver, and therefore we're not allowed to have them around. So the way the shach says it, this is my chiddush, and I didn't see that somebody says it. I'm reading it in the shach. He says, well, is a chashad that maybe he's worshipping it. Of course, why else does he have it around? So I would say that that a plastic doll that a child is playing with, or even they point out another thing, a menchies, today these small toys, they make them with a beard today, and a hat, and a respectful Jewish appearance. I'm not sure how the factory did it, unless it was the Chinese and Goyish ownership. But I'm not sure about that. Again, I'm not a halachic authority, and I don't mean not to say Isser, not to say Heter, as I said. But when it's very clear, when it's apparent that the child, first of all, we have the Chochmas Sodom, that it is not in style to worship human beings, and it's a ritva. It's a ritva in the Gemara also. Says it very clearly, the features that are not in style to worship, there's no chashad. And we said two things. There's an Isser to manufacture, as we explained. These features, it's not even clear that it's Avodah Zarah. And then there's the issue of chashad. One would suspect that he is worshipping it. So in the aspect of owning it and keeping it around the house, that would be the issue of chashad. And perhaps, besides the heter of the Chochmas Sodom and the Ritva, that it is not in style. One may say that when it's a plastic doll and it's something that's obvious that it's amongst the toys of the child and he's playing with it. What I wanted to point out before was somebody pointed out, to ask the question actually, what would be, sometimes the doll comes apart and you would put it back together again. So they wanted to know, perhaps you're creating, you're manufacturing. So if the Iser is the parts of just a facial feature, so probably then the foot, it wouldn't make a difference if the Rosh says it's the entire body, maybe it should. But I brought a raya from Rabbi Gamliel, as we said. Rabbi Gamliel had these things of a jigsaw, as we said, and he put it back together every time the Eidim came. It was like Sasaniti. Obviously, that wouldn't be a problem, perhaps because it's made to come back and forth. I saw Mefoshim in the Gemara compared to the Halacha and Shabbos of the Boine, of putting things that come apart back together again. So perhaps that wouldn't be a question. And however, statues, it would be interesting to hear the Halachic opinion. What do we do with the Inyan of Chashad? With owning, keeping around the house a statue, a feature of a person, if it's not obvious for any specific purpose. Yeah, the Chachma Sodom. When you should laugh, you won't see it.